Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello, Jess. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Jess, are you on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
Yeah, I'm kind of on the same page as Melody with the greenery, so I guess not sober.
All right. Do not be on that page.
Yeah, don't do what she did.
All right, Jess, men's room poll, pick a new nickname. You're going to be Booger, Icky, Mookie, or Big Dumper?
Trident's up. Let's go Dumper.
Big Dumper.
All right. You got a Big Dumper?
No, I barely have one.
You barely have a... You're going to go by Big Dumper.
You got a woman flat ass?
Well, kind of.
Well, welcome to my club.
Yeah, we call that the long back.
Mm-hmm.
Where in your body would I find your Mookie? That's the real question. All right. Here is your question. Who was the first U.S. president to be impeached? He succeeded Lincoln.
Oh, man. Oh, was it?
Old Andy.
Do we know what was he impeached for?
I don't know. It was a very tumultuous time, so who knows?
Okay.
I think the Southerners got all riled up during Reconstruction.
Yeah, because I want to say he struck a deal with them. Basically,
well, because back in the day,
I thought Bill Clinton was almost impeached, or was no, he wasn't.
Yeah, but
back in the day, whoever lost the election was your VP.
Correct.
So he was a different party than Lincoln.
No kidding.
Right. Okay. Oh yeah.
I follow you.
It made things a lot easier.
Gotcha.
Right?
Gotcha.
Eisenhower? Is that what you said? Eisenhower?
Johnson.
Andrew Johnson. Your girl and your Andrew Johnson.
You guys are pretty much on. It says, during the years immediately following the Civil War, President Andrew Johnson clashed repeatedly with the Republican-controlled Congress over reconstruction of the defeated South. He vetoed legislation that they passed to protect the rights of those who had been freed from slavery. So
he was impeached.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Right. Lincoln's like, hey, Emancipation Proclamation, you're all free.
Yeah.
And he's like, wow, maybe they shouldn't be so free. Like, no. We decided.
No.
Here, have some nuts. Mm-hmm. All right.
Those are the good ones. He was one of the good ones.
Well, that's why I'm a big Sherman guy. Because there were still battles like in Nashville and stuff. And Sherman's like, I'm just going to march to Atlanta and burn them.
Mm.
They'll learn their lesson this time.
So send a warning. All right, your question. IPA beers were originally exported to what country?
I mean, is it right there?
It really is.
Scotland?
India.
India. Hence India. India Pale Ale.
We wouldn't it touch that crap.
Basically, they made them because they had to load up so many hops so it would stay drinkable.
Because it was such a long voyage to get there.
Correct.
All right, your question. What actor blogs at shrootspace@nbc.com? Shroot Space, based on the character that he played with the last name Shroot.
I figured.
I'm Seattle thinking Legend? Office Space, but or not the office.
Yeah.
But I don't know the actor's name.
What does it do a lot in Seattle?
It happens a lot. His first name is commensurate with something that happens for like 9 months out of the year in Seattle.
Seattle's known for this.
He's kind of got a travel show now.
His name's had a lot to do with Seattle. His first name is something that happens here often, and his last name was an old quarterback.
He's also the manager of the Mariners.
And the volleyball that Tom Hanks had a huge affection for.
You got this, Jess.
There's Wilson, a last name.
Wilson Woodrow.
That's his last name.
All right, Wilson's a last name. What does it do a lot here in Seattle? Or at least it's known
Russell?
To do this here. Rain
Russell,
Wilson.
Russell Wilson, star of The Office. Yes.
Right. Everybody says, you know what I like about Seattle? You could Russell a lot.
I know.
He was the black guy in Scranton.
Yeah. All right, your question.
Can you imagine him giving one of his speeches?
Oh. Just get that paper out there. I have faith. God has faith in us. Let's print that paper.
Dunder Mifflin, let's print.
Oh, good call, Mike.
All right, your question. What type of restaurant popularized the use of conveyor belts?
Ooh. Oh, I really want to say McDonald's.
No, this is a type of
restaurant. Style of restaurant.
Like you sit in the restaurant and get your food off the belt.
Mm-hmm.
I love them.
Chainsmokers and Grill.
Ted has a hard time saying it.
A lot of people never want to try it, and then a lot of people, after they finally try it, end up liking it.
Conveyor belt. Really drawing a blank because I thought Ted likes a lot of stuff. So it's really hard to pick what he might disagree with.
Wow, Ted. Right. He'll eat anything.
Damn, I mean, look at him.
I didn't mean it like that.
Hey, Mikey, he likes it.
I know, Jess, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. It's a different cuisine from another country.
Yeah. And people are always scared to try.
Right. I was super scared. Now I love it.
I was, too. There's a billion of these restaurants in Seattle. Seattle actually does a very good with this particular cuisine.
Ooh.
From Japan.
Well, it can't be Dick's Drive-In.
It's from Japan.
I know. I don't know anything from Japan.
You do. It's not teriyaki.
Mm-hmm.
That was invented in Seattle.
Yeah.
Sushi, there you go.
Holy cow.
There we go.
Through.
Nice job. Yeah. Just had to walk
teriyaki
home
was
back.
Invented here?
Teriyaki is a Seattle invention, yeah.
No kidding. Okay.
Yeah.
That's why it's nowhere else.
Correct. Yeah, There's teriyaki flavored stuff other places, but like teriyaki, as you know it in Seattle, is only in Seattle.
Yeah, just a joint that serves nothing but teriyaki. You're hard pressed to find that.
Yeah, that's good stuff, too. Huh. Game is Big Dumpy, 206-803-ROCK.
Learn something new every day, Mike.
Yes, you do, on Big Dumpy.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, driving home, and BC has some awesome teriyaki.
British Columbia? I believe that.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe that. Okay, our men's room poll. Pick a nickname. Booger, Icky, Mookie, or Big Dumper?
I have no ass, but I've destroyed majority of my friends' toilets, so Big Dumper.
Ooh, you should come over to Miles' house Sunday and use his bidet after you destroy it.
What is your deal with these away games you're playing? Why are you destroying their bathrooms?
Honestly, I have no idea. Normal poop in my house, all of a sudden go over there. Nope. Gone. It was like one time during the 4th of July, I actually flooded out my buddy's floor down there. It actually overfilled and then went down the vent and the carpet. Yeah, it was a bad time.
Well, let me ask you. I mean, do you truly believe that you have more than most people when you go to the bathroom?
There's like some times where because if we go the Loch Ness one, where most gets down the hole and then there's a little head popping out.
All right.
Loch Ness.
So, but it's always solid.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just asking.
All right.
Interesting.
I know more about you than I thought I would.
That's why I left a question mark.
Yeah, the Nessie. I like
that's why I left a question mark in that hotel room. Because I was just so impressed by the way it was shaped.
You ask a turd question, you're going to get a turd answer.
Yep.
You know what? You're not wrong. All right. Here's your question. What kind of bird is a smoo? Is it a duck, falcon, penguin, or owl? SMEW, a smoo.
I'm going to go with
the
duck.
Got it. Nice job.
Hang on, one and done. Let me give you a 50-50 question. Our first one and done of the day. All right, true or false? True or false? Keanu Reeves once babysat Alice Cooper's kids.
Oh, please let that down. That'd be true.
It's false, but since you like that, the truth is Alice Cooper once babysat Keanu Reeves.
Oh,
get out of here.
All right.
It's just a weird combo, but yeah, Alice Cooper, one time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big Dumpy!
Big Dumpy!
Hello, Dwayne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Dwayne, sober, not sober?
We'll say not today.
Say not sober. What are you getting ready for, baseball tonight or football? What are you concentrating on?
Looking at football tonight.
Okay, all right. Yeah, because Ted's afraid the Mariners aren't going to play any of the starters.
I don't get Root TV, so I'm...
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Well, the issue is, right?
They made the playoffs, so I'll be able to see some.
They clinched the division last night, so I'm just worried they really had fun. Like, I think Cal and the rest of them will play the rest of the weekend. I just don't know that they're going to care tonight.
You're saying they're a little hungover today?
That's my prediction.
Well, sometimes you play better when you're hungover. I know that for a fact.
Well, sure. Ask Wade Boggs.
But with Cal, would he not want to go for like more home runs?
Well, they still have three games over the weekend.
That's what I'm saying. Why would you want to waste the opportunity when you jacked two out last night?
Because you're hungover.
To get that number up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I would want to go for it.
I'm with you.
Just
I
swing
hope
for
he
the
does.
Fences. Doesn't matter if you win or lose. Swing for the fence every time.
I'm just worried they're going to trot out, like, whoever the other guys are.
Yeah.
Small Dumper.
They just grab the starters from the Rainiers to all come up and just play the game. Yeah, right.
Basically, right.
Why not?
All right. Here's your question. In what city does the movie Ms. Doubtfire take place?
That is New York.
San Francisco?
It is San Francisco. Damn, you guys knew that quick.
It was 50-50. They're either New York or San Francisco all the time.
All right. Your question. In the movie A Nightmare Before Christmas, Jack Skellington orders the kidnapping of who?
The gunny sack guy, right?
What's that guy?
The guy in the gunny sack.
The gunny sack.
Jack. Yeah, he looks like Jabba the Hutt, but he's in it like a gunny sack.
I know you're talking about. No, not him. Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
That's the whole issue.
You just said Santa. That could be Santa Johnson.
Your girl and your Johnson.
Santa Claus.
That sounds like a jazz singer.
Santa Jackson.
They call me Santa Jackson. Yeah.
Question three, Dwayne.
Only one of my beards is white.
You know what I'm talking about, ladies.
All right, your question. What Disney movie featured the song Speechless?
Jeez, guys.
It's a Disney movie, man. I hate
Disney movies like you hate Disney movies, Thrill.
Hey, I'm right there with you, brother. I'm giving you a high five through the radio on that one. I'm trying to give it. Mike, what would be a good hint, since I'm sure you already know the answer to this?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Speechless was the song?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of any clue, having not seen it. It is based...
I don't recognize this movie.
It's based on an old Arabic folktale, I guess.
Aladdin?
Okay. Arabic.
Yeah. I mean, of course it is. That's about it, yeah.
What do you think, Tim?
I don't remember
more?
That song in the movie.
Yeah, let's get...
Because it was speed. Maybe it's an instrument.
Let's get Adam on there. He's been hanging on.
Okay. Gave us Big Dumpy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Hola.
Adam, sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Adam. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, in honor of Cal ISW and Big Dumper, or Big Dumpy, pick a new nickname. Booger, Icky, Mookie, or Big Dumper?
You know, not for baseball reasons, but for Icky Woods, I have to take Icky.
Taking the Icky. Okay.
I cannot believe he only played 4 years in the NFL.
And people still do his dance.
Yeah.
Right, in 4 years.
That's,
right.
That's crazy.
All right.
And then he started dancing to break in new floors with this flooring company in Cincinnati. He'd go to their houses and dance on their floors for them.
Did he get injured, or did he just have a 4 year
Yeah, just nagging injuries.
All right. Oh, really? That makes sense.
He was a physical player.
I'd say he ran that way.
Yeah.
All right, here's your question. It's multiple choice. Shaquille O'Neal is actually a doctor. Now, in which field did he earn a doctorate? Sports medicine, philosophy, social work, or education? So again, Shaquille O'Neal is actually, I am not kidding,
a doctor. I'm a doctor.
But in what field did he earn a doctorate? Sports medicine, philosophy, social work, or education?
I'm a doctor on the swing, on the turntables.
You know, I can see him going with social work. Just seems like the kind of guy that want to help people out.
And he does. I'll say philosophy.
Education.
Education.
Yep.
Pop quiz.
Who has the
two
best pizza?
2 + 2 = 4.
Who has the best ink? Who has the best car insurance?
I'm going to go see him spin once.
What do I put on my testicles when they get itchy and dry?
DJ Diesel.
All right, your question. What is a community, what is a community of ants called?
An army.
Colony?
Colony.
Colony.
All right, Adam. What two alcoholic ingredients is the traditional martini made of?
Which martini?
Any. Traditional martini.
Just a traditional martini.
I've never had a martini.
You don't need to.
Vermouth and
come on.
Vodka.
Gin.
Vermouth and gin.
Yeah.
Question four.
I'm going to try our weed-infused vermouth this weekend.
Are you? Did you take it home?
Yeah.
All right.
Good luck with that.
I'm going to put one down before I go see Diplo.
All right, good question.
Oh, damn, dude.
Hold on, I got another one.
You sure?
Yeah.
Mike, the one day you're not in studio, he's just farting up a storm.
Mike,
he is, man.
To.
I hear it from over here. Damn.
He could hear it in Tacoma, dude.
I'm gonna jar a bottle for you.
Someone says on text here that Shaq is playing the Tacoma Dome on Friday.
Oh, nice.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Okay.
Everybody's in
town. I'm playing the Dome.
Yeah, I'll be back. Look out. All right, here's your question.
Trouble in T-Town.
How's everybody feeling? Wave your hands in the air like you don't care. All right, your question. What South American country is home to more species of primates, amphibians, and plants than any other in the world?
Brazil.
Home of the nut. Home of the nut.
Home of the nut.
Cut it miles.
We should have never told him.
Head chefs coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes, all about hummus as we continue with Cal ISW Day, and your emails on the way next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.